Atlanta, Georgian Tuesday, April 29, 1913. Mysterious action of officials gives new and startling turn to hunt for guilty man. Attorney Rosser, barred, later admitted to client. Has the Fagan murder mystery been solved? The police say they know the guilty man. Chief of Detectives Landford at 2 o'clock this afternoon told the Georgian, "We have evidence in hand which will clear the mystery in the next few hours and satisfy the public." All the afternoon, the police have been sweating Leo M. Frank, superintendent of the factory where the girl worked, and putting through the third degree Lee, the Negro watchman at the factory. The statement came at the end of a second-long conference between John Black, city detective, Harry Scott, Pinkerton detective, and Leo Frank, superintendent of the National Pencil Company factory. Additional clues furnished by the head of the pencil factory were responsible for the closing net around the Negro watchman. With the solution of the mystery at hand came the further information that what suspicion had rested on Frank was being rapidly swept away by the damaging evidence against the Black man. It was announced that he probably would be liberated tonight or in the morning. It looks a great deal better for Frank, who has been detained only for his own protection, and to furnish further information to the department, said the detectives. Two more arrests are likely in connection with the case. The detectives say that they have clues which make them certain that these two persons were connected in some manner in the crime or have knowledge of the details. Gant gets habeas corpus. Writ J. M. Gant, one of the five men held in connection with the strangling, was turned over to the sheriff's office this afternoon by the city authorities on a writ of habeas corpus granted in the court of Judge Bell. The warrant charging murder still holds, but the effect of the habeas corpus will be to enable Gant to make bond. Chief of Detectives Landford, in replying to the action for a writ, declared that it had not been his intention to hold Gant an unnecessarily sick length of time. He was kept in custody, he said, pending a preliminary hearing Wednesday afternoon in the Court of Justice of the Peace Powers and the sitting of the coroner's jury Wednesday morning. Judge George F. Gober, a relative of Gant, applied for the writ, and E.A. Stevens, Assistant Solicitor General, defended the course of the Chief of Detectives. "We have eliminated Mullinax, Gant, and Bailey from suspicion," said a detective. The detectives are practically certain that Mary Fagan never left the pencil factory after she got her pay envelope from Frank Saturday noon. With hours of ceaseless investigation and inquiry, they have been utterly unable to trace her away from the factory after she entered there Saturday noon. Every known acquaintance that she had has been interviewed. None of them saw her on the street Saturday night, although she said she was going to see the Memorial Day parade. Paragraphs in brackets added from an extra edition of this newspaper. Ed. A blood-stained shirt, which the detectives say they found at the home of Lee, was shown to the Negro this afternoon in an effort to break him down. The Negro admitted the shirt was his, but declared that he had not seen it before for 2 years. Lee was under a grueling fire of questions all day. Shortly before Superintendent Frank was brought to the station, Detective Black came from the home of Lee. He carried a package under his arm. He would not divulge its contents, but very soon after it was obtained, Frank was under arrest, and Lee was confronted with the garment. There was an unconfirmed rumor that Lee had broken down and given most important information to the police. Detective Black and Harry Scott, Pinkerton man, left police headquarters at 2:30 for West End to arrest a Negro woman friend of the Black prisoner. The net was evidently being tightened about Newt Lee, the night watchman. Superintendent Leo M. Frank, head officer of the National Pencil Company, was taken from the factory shortly before noon by Detective Black and Harry Scott of the Pinkertons. The police say that Frank is not under arrest, that he was put under police guard for his own personal safety, and that there are no charges against him. Why then did the police act? There must be some reason other than the man's personal safety under consideration. Frank has not yet figured as of importance in the case. Attorney Bard, then admitted Luther G. Rosser, attorney for Frank, endeavored to see his client. The police refused to let him do so. Why? Lawyer Rosser retired hastily, declaring he would apply to Judge Bell for a writ of habeas corpus for his client and would thus take him out of the control of the police.